This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Slow news day? Nope, there's no such thing anymore. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today, I am Owen Schroyer. Stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of news to cover. And more stacks. But if the Democrats, if the deep state had their way, I wouldn't be allowed to come on here and cover all this news. InfoWars wouldn't exist. And while it seems trivial at this point for me to come up here and talk about the attacks on free speech, as Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are banning and censoring conservatives left and right. And then they say, oh, we're an equal opportunity forum, open platform. You got a list about 100 people, 100 conservatives banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, politicians, people that do art like Sabo, members of the media. If you're conservative, you're gone. Bye-bye, conservative. You're not allowed on Twitter. You're not allowed on YouTube. You're not allowed on Facebook. Oh, but that's just one level. Then they'll go even farther. I am subscribed to get a notification every time Trump tweets, every time the White House tweets. I don't get them. Thanks, Twitter. And then they wage lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit attacking us to try to handicap us financially and then destroy us in the court of public opinion. That's their goal. And I'm going to talk about that when we move on here in the next segment. But I mean, just the whole swath of news that we're going to cover today, everything is on a high wire right now. And we're either going to fall or we're going to get to the other side and be better off because of it. But I'm not even sure where to begin. We've got Laura Loomer coming on. She was at, I told you this was going to happen yesterday on the War Room. She disrupted a James Comey event. James Comey, what a fraud that guy is. Just what an absolute fraud. And that was the FBI director, one of the biggest frauds in history, James Comey. And then he's like, well, I'm no longer a Republican. Nobody gives a damn about your political affiliation. You are a Clinton operative. You are a scum bag. Oh, and Kit Daniels has the story at InfoWars.com. Lawmaker, Comey lied to Congress, suggests new evidence. So we've just got more evidence of Comey being a liar. Did Comey perjure himself, too? Did Comey leak? Well, he admitted that after he said he didn't leak. Then he admitted he did leak. But then he said he didn't leak. And then the timeline doesn't make sense of when he may have leaked or may not have leaked. Oh, you're leaking, James Comey. Then they have this new narrative. Michael Cohen would flip against Trump. Well, now, let's think about that. What does that even mean? He's going to flip against Trump? Flip what? Well, okay. Michael Cohen is going to flip on Trump. Michael Cohen comes out and says, Trump had an affair with Stormy Daniels. Oh, my gosh. Nobody cares. Cohen's going to flip on Trump. It's just ridiculous. Then you've got a chemical attack in Syria, a total false flag. The OPCW can't even go investigate. The media won't cover it. And then one of the individuals who was there in the attack or the alleged attack on video, has now gone public and said the whole thing was staged. Who reported that first? InfoWars, right here, The Alex Jones Show.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show. It is Thursday, April 19th, 2018. Filling in for Alex Jones today, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. What you can expect today, Laura Loomer joins me in the first hour. We're going to talk about her going to the Comey book signing and doing what Loomer does best, injecting a little truth into their staged event and then exposing frauds for what they are. Mike Cernovich joins me in the second hour. We'll cover all the news with Mike, get his take on everything that's going on right now. And then Hotep Jesus, the individual that went into Starbucks, cried racist, and got a free coffee, he'll be joining us.
I'm sorry. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I almost want to, like, go to a Starbucks and try to reenact this. And just be like, yeah, I'm a white male. Can I get a free coffee? They are going to look at me like I'm some kind of three-headed creep. So he's going to be joining us to talk about that. In the meantime, all of this news, I'm going to try to get to all of it. But let's recall something. Because we have a memory here. And we don't just flush things down the memory hole. We don't just forget things. We don't just bury things. And there's two stories that really show you how inept or corrupt or incompetent or bought and paid for, controlled, whatever you want to say, mainstream television media is, where you can go over every news station during all of their news coverage for the last 2 weeks, and you will only find about five places out of hundreds. Zero. If you're on television, you might get something from One America News Network. If you're tuned into Tucker Carlson, you might get a little bit Lou Dobbs. Other than that, every outlet, every voice, every talking head is saying that a chemical attack happened in Syria. Now, it doesn't matter that you have multiple reports of it being a false flag. It doesn't matter that if you take a look at history, you realize that false flag chemical attacks in Syria are commonplace. It doesn't take long. Here's another video. Here's the doctor waiting for his cue. Okay, now fall over. Fall over. Are you ready? I'm going to fall. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh! There he goes. He's down. He's out. Now, is this from sarin gas? Is it from chlorine? You don't know. They don't have to tell you. All they have to say is chemical attack Syria, Assad bad, bomb them. And then every television media personality parrots that point, except, again, Tucker Carlson, Lou Dobbs, Laura Ingraham questions it a little bit, but they all go with it. And then you've got Rand Paul, you've got European diplomats, politicians, everybody saying it's a false flag, reporting that it's a false flag. I've got a stack of news. Here it is. Former naval chief says it's a false flag. Alan West questioning whether the chemical attack in Syria was actually the work of Assad. Robert Fisk has a great story that came out 2 days ago about the search for truth in the rubble of Douma and one doctor's doubts over the chemical attack. He breaks it all down beautifully. And this story was from 2 days ago. But there's actually been developments since then where the OPCW, so we're what, almost 2 or 3 weeks removed from the alleged chemical attack. They haven't even investigated the scene. They haven't even gone into the scene to do an investigation, and we're already bombing them. And then we're outrageous for being upset about that. And then, here's a story from Sputnik. Syrian boy in white helmets, fake chemical attack video reveals the truth. They found the actual kid from the video, and he admits it's fake. I mean, you know, there it is. We'll play the video. We'll play the video. We won't play it now, guys, but we'll play the video for you, you know. There it is. There, you know, I mean, it's just like the famous footage of that one kid in the back of the ambulance. He's covered in dust, and he's got the open wound on his head. All fake. All fake. You can go watch the video where they're applying the makeup, and they're smashing their hands on his open wound. He would be shrieking in pain if that was an open wound. It's all fake. Oh. So now let's bring it home. So InfoWars has been telling you that this is a false flag since day one. That's not because we have some sort of intel. It's because we have a memory. It's because we know our history. Yeah, there's the famous boy. That's fake. That is fake. Here's this another one fake. They're doing the mannequin challenge. He's under some rubble. And then magically he gets up and walks away. It's all fake. You know. But let's bomb Syria over it. Okay, so now let's bring it home. Ladies and gentlemen, they are trying to sue us into oblivion right now because our audience is so massive and we're so effective, they cannot beat us reporting the truth. They can't see. The truth always wins out. And that's why we keep winning, because we just tell you the truth. We don't have any agenda. We're not managed or manipulated by Russians or by American politicians or big pharmaceutical companies. We just give you the truth. And so they attack us. They lie about us. They sue us with these frivolous lawsuits. But here's why. They can't get away with false flags to lead us into foreign wars with InfoWars existing. They can't lie and rig an election to get Hillary Clinton selected president with InfoWars existing. You see how that works? They can't lie and stage events and then use it for a political agenda when InfoWars exists. So in order for them to not just go with their fake news and make it real, make it truth in the eye of the public, they have to shut us down, because if we exist, their fake news does not win. And I'm these most recent lawsuits, folks, think about this. Think about this dirty trick that shows you how they're all colluding against us. So I get under attack for, they say, I said that the Parkland shooting never happened and they're all actors. They take a clip of me talking about these student actors who are literally wearing the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas theater logo on their shirt. The theater department coach or teacher is right there behind them. She even speaks. And so there's the clip. So I'm just explaining how they're actual actors, like in theater, like they're thespians. And they take that clip and they cut it out, and then they play it on television, and they say, Owen Schroyer says that The Parkland shooting never happened, and they're actors. Even though I never said that, I specifically said they're not crisis actors, but they're in the theater department. But they clip it up, and they lie about it, and then they play it on television. But this is even the dirtier trick. They remove the video from YouTube of me saying it. So they lie about what I said, clip it, and then play it out of context and commentate over it. Then they use their operatives at YouTube to remove the video of me saying it so that you can't even watch the original report. Do you see how dirty these scumbags are? Huh. Schroyer said the Parkland shooting never happened. He said they're actors. I'm gonna go listen to that clip. I'm not sure about that. Oh, you can't find it. They removed it. They banned it. So we don't even get a voice. So then now they steal our voice. So now they steal everything we do and then misrepresent it. I've worked here for almost 2 years. Alex Jones has never said no one died at Sandy Hook. In the 2 years I've worked here, and then somehow I'm involved in that suit. I wasn't even here during Sandy Hook. Alex Jones says people died at Sandy Hook like every day. But how often does the media report on that? How often does the media show you a clip of Alex Jones saying he believes people died at Sandy Hook? Zero times, folks.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ceremonious at this point to sit here and say the First Amendment is under attack, InfoWars is under attack, but they never stopped. They never stopped attacking free speech. They never stopped banning conservatives on Twitter and Facebook. They never stopped attacking us with frivolous lawsuits to try to bring us down. And while we get flack for last Friday night's reporting of being against the strikes in Syria, warning about World War III, a voice in the wilderness, amazing. InfoWars, the big conspiracy theorist, the right-wingers at InfoWars, the conservatives, the alt-right, is anti-war? A voice in the wilderness? Nobody's going to join InfoWars in being anti-war. Nobody's going to join InfoWars in being against strikes in Syria over a false flag. I can't even get the Young Turks to join us on trying to stop World War III. Who are these people? And it does look like we're avoiding further conflict in Syria for now. As more people are reporting that it's a false flag, more evidence of videos coming out that they staged the whole thing. The white helmets are based. I mean, let's give the white helmets a round of applause. I mean, this is Grammy, Emmy. I mean, just give them all the awards. I mean, this is the best performance art you could imagine. I mean, when are the Oscars coming up? Give this doctor an Oscar. Oh my gosh, but InfoWars is fear-mongering over strikes in Syria. Yeah, they fake a chemical attack, bomb Syria, ticks off Russia, and then I'm just supposed to be like, oh yeah, cool. Oh, but then MSNBC reports, like breaking news, Rachel Maddow looks like a cartoon character. I can't even stand. I mean, okay. And then she says, well, we've got new reports that Donald Trump has back channels with Russia and that he's been in communication behind closed doors with Russia talking about diplomatic policy and foreign policy. And they're like, oh, we got him. We got Trump now. He's got a back channel with Russia. He's colluding. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, thank God Donald Trump has a back channel with Russia. Thank God Trump and Putin are talking behind closed doors and they're not going to go to World War III. Thank God. And MSNBC's Rachel Maddow was like, ha ha ha, we got Trump and Russia. We're going to force them into World War III. Yeah. I'm a loving peacemonger, Rachel Maddow. I want to bomb Syria and go to war with Russia. Ugh. I look like the cartoon character Mandark from Dexter's Laboratory, but I'm a good liberal that wants to bomb Syria. So that's who they want on air. A total loon, probably chemically imbalanced, Rachel Maddow. Neck looks like a giraffe, looks like a cartoon character. I think she's had Botox injected into her eyebrows so that she's constantly looking angry. But regardless, that's who they want on air. That's who they want covering news. A total nit. A total sellout, a chemically imbalanced cartoon circus act like Rachel Maddow. There she is, the cartoon character, Mandark from Dexter's Laboratory. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh. But let me explain something about the mainstream news. They'll attack Alex Jones all day long and they'll parrot the same talking point. He says no one died at Sandy Hook, and they'll play the same clip over and over and over and over, as if he's never done any other broadcast. He's never said anything else. That's the only thing Alex Jones has ever done, was one little clip saying no one died in Sandy Hook, even though that's not what he said. He's on air reporting on an ongoing event and playing devil's advocate and looking at all the angles. But here's the key. This is what you need to understand about the mainstream news. How many times has Alex Jones said on this show, right here, where I sit, he believes people died at Sandy Hook? He feels bad for the people that lost lives at Sandy Hook. He believes that there were actual deaths, you know, children died and what have you. How many times has Alex Jones said that in this seat, reported that? I've worked here for 2 years. I've heard it hundreds of times. Now, how many times has the mainstream media played any of those clips? How many times have they played a clip of Alex Jones saying he believes people died at Sandy Hook? Zero times. And if you understand why they won't play those clips, then you understand everything. Because think about it. If their agenda, if their real goal was to just attack Alex Jones and embarrass Alex Jones, then they would play those clips of him saying that he believes people died in Sandy Hook, and they would play it, and then they would say, ha ha, got you, Alex Jones, we beat you, we made you retract. But they don't do that. Do you know why? Because they have to maintain this attack stance that Alex Jones doesn't believe anyone died at Sandy Hook, even though it's fake news, even though he said he does believe that hundreds of times. They can't play that clip because then it destroys their only attack dog. It destroys their narrative. It's the same thing with gay frogs. Oh, Alex Jones believes chemicals in the water are turning the frogs gay. And then he just reports on the study. Reports on the side. There's a damn video of Berkeley scientists. See, but that's the point. It's not about showing you what Alex Jones actually says or believes. It's about building a straw man. You know, there's the video of the scientists taking the frogs, the chemicals in the water, you know, messing with their genders or sexual reproductive organs, etc. Oh, but we're crazy for reporting on that, and we're conspiracy theorists. But they have to maintain the narrative that Alex Jones doesn't believe anyone died at Sandy Hook because that's their attack dog. That's what they think is the chink in our armor. And they never show any of the videos of Alex Jones actually saying that he believed people died. And so that's how the fake media works. And when they can attack us and sue us over things we never said, I wasn't even working here during the Sandy Hook thing, and they tried to lump me into that stuff. I wasn't even involved in politics when that went on. I was in sports media. But somehow I'm involved in that. Schroyer doesn't think anyone died in Parkland. I never said that. In fact, again, it's the same thing. I'm on air that day covering it, like, almost in tears because I have to cover another shooting. And they're like, well, Schroyer thinks they're all crisis actors. No. We looked at the people that were speaking, and they all were in the theater department. They were being coached by the teacher who runs the theater department. So it's like, what do you do? So now they sue us frivolously, made up bullcrap, not to win in court. They can't win in court. To demonize us, to dehumanize us, to hopefully win in the court of public opinion, and then try to financially handicap us. But it's not working because we have a First Amendment right. You get it? That's why they have to stop the First Amendment. That's why they have to censor free speech. That's why they're censoring conservatives, because the truth wins every time.
Oh. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible, and folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta-glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how you land. You win.
All right, Laura Loomer. He's about to join me here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. You know what? Well, I'll talk about that later. But, well, it's just incredible. All the attacks that we're under. But then your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, the times we're living in are honestly insane. And I'm not even sure if we here at InfoWars can even comprehend our role in history right now. Like, we understand that this is potentially the most important times in human history, but I don't even know. I mean, do I even do a good job fulfilling my role here? It's like, are we even worthy of this role in history right now? But look at this. Look at this. See, you don't get this kind of stuff unless these are just crazy times in human history right now. All the government corruption, a guy like Trump getting in, all the, I mean, imagine if they applied the same microscope to all the other politicians that they've applied to investigating Donald Trump. Folks, people like Nancy Pelosi worth $100 million as a senator, what do you think would turn up on her? It's just incredible stuff. But let me just get focused here as we're joined by Laura Loomer. Let me read some of these headlines. First of all, this is from the Politico. Look at the dirtbags at the Politico that spin this. Headline, Trump allies urge criminal investigations of Clinton, Comey, and Lynch. You see what they did here? Trump allies. As if these people like Ron DeSantis have never been around. Ron DeSantis, he's just a Trump ally. Jeff Sessions, he's just a Trump ally. No, Politico, these people were in government before Trump. But that's what they spin it. So they make it look like a Trump thing and a partisan thing, and they say, Trump allies want to investigate Comey and Clinton. No, how about members of the government want to do their job and investigate criminals? There's your headline, Politico. But they spin it and they say, Trump allies. Oh, it's Trump doing it. No, James Comey and Hillary Clinton are a bunch of lying criminals. Fox News. GOP reps refer Comey, Clinton, McCabe for criminal investigation. Infowars.com, Kit Daniels. Lawmaker, Comey lied to Congress, suggests new evidence. Then you've got dirty cop Comey was only taking pre-screened questions at first book signing event in New York City. Laura Loomer was at that. She joins me in a moment. Far-right activist interrupts Comey book event. That was Laura Loomer. So, Laura, do you believe that James Comey was taking staged questions? Was this a staged event that they had for Comey up there in New York?
Yes, it was, and I saw it with my own eyes, and that's why I had to do what I did and, ask a question, out in the open. I was waiting inside that Barnes & Noble for 5 hours before the event started, right? It started at 7 p.m., and I got there probably at 9 o'clock in the morning. And before the event began, about an hour or so before, somebody, one of his staff members, brought a big fishbowl, glass fishbowl, out onto the podium and said, well, Mr. Comey won't be signing books, but he's going to be doing a Q&A. So if you want to ask him a question, you can fill out this piece of paper, put it in the bowl, and we will be deciding which questions he reviews. So what I understand is, how are you able to ask James Comey a question and really check him like a real journalist would on his corruption and lies and fraud when he and his staff are screening and determining which questions are appropriate?
Well, this is just typical. I mean, they can't let an actual question be asked of James Comey. They can't. I'm surprised they even let you in. I mean, you're like a public enemy number one at these deals. What was the response, though? Because you can see in the video how some of the women like turn around. They're like, oh, they're like aghast that you would even dare step out of line. Oh, but yeah. I mean, what was the overall response? I mean, what was Comey's response like? I mean, looking in his eyes, what was it like?
Well, James Comey was like a deer caught in the headlights, right? Because he thought that this was liberal New York City, Hillary Clinton land, where everybody was there to support him. And when I asked my question, as soon as I said, hey, Comey, hey, you know, he just got this really kind of somber look on his face. And I think he was really dumbfounded. I don't think he was expecting that, because he thought, well, you know, being the former director of the FBI, people are going to listen to me when I tell them they can only ask questions when I tell them they can. But that's not how I operate, and that's not how any journalist should operate, really. This is America, and we have freedom of the press, and, the ability of the press to ask questions shouldn't be dependent on, the feelings and the desires of the corrupt officials that the Fourth Estate was created with the intention of, keeping track of. Of course, you saw the audience. They weren't too happy. I was booed. I was actually assaulted as well on my way out. Nobody really saw this on camera, but there was a lady who put her foot out and kicked my leg and said, whoops,
don't kick. Oh, gosh.
But the security was grabbing my arm.
So some liberal bitch tried to trip you?
She actually did, and I kind of you can see in the video that I kind of move forward like this as I'm walking out because she actually tripped me and said, whoops, don't trip. So these people are violent.
Yeah, like she's in kindergarten or something. Like some like kindergarten stuff. Like, oh, have a nice trip. See you next fall. Like grow up.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, James Comey just was dumbfounded because I don't know. A lot of people don't know this, but James Comey released his book pretty much yesterday. Yesterday was the beginning of his book tour, the very first day. Prior to coming to Barnes & Noble for the book event, he was on The View. And while he was on The View, it was a breaking news alert that 11 lawmakers filed a criminal referral and delivered it to the desk of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, calling for people like James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton to be prosecuted for their participation in this salacious and unverified dossier and, you know, trying to sabotage Donald Trump in illegal ways, is, you know, by obtaining this this warrant through manufacturing evidence.
No, see, that's what it is. That's what it is. He is so scared. They're all so scared. Hillary Clinton. See, Trump is an unknown factor to them in the sense that he doesn't come from the same club. He's not in the exclusive secret society like they are. So he's an unknown factor. They don't know what he might be doing behind the scenes or what his agenda might be. So they're just freaking out because they've got this boatload of crimes that they've been covering up and that they're guilty of. And they thought Hillary Clinton would come in. They could just sweep it all under the rug and continue on. Trump gets in. So now they're in a total panic. Comey knows he's a criminal. Clinton knows that she's a criminal. And so now these investigations are coming down and they're trying to act like, oh, it's fake news or it's just a Donald Trump thing. But no, these people have been just lawless for years. These people have been lawless. And so Comey is up there. I mean, what is it? Doesn't that tell you everything, though, that they're so afraid of you, Laura, that they're so afraid of you asking a question? I mean, that shows you how criminal these people really are. They can't even let Laura Loomer ask a question.
Yeah. And look, this isn't even just a one time occurrence, right? You saw this with Hillary Clinton when I confronted her at her book signing. You saw it with Chelsea Clinton when I confronted Chelsea Clinton at her book signing. When I confronted Huma Abedin at Hillary Clinton's book signing, Secret Service escorted me out and assaulted me, right? These people think that they are above the law. And I just have one thing to say to them. If you do not want to answer questions, you do not want to interact with the American people, do not host a book signing. Don't even write a book, right? Because I don't want the American people to be robbed of their hard-earned money for these books that these people don't even write, right? They don't even write their own books, first of all. And then on top of that, you know, you're going to kick people out for coming to ask you a question at your own book signing. That's not how it works, all right?
Well, that's how it works in the controlled media. I just can't even believe it. You're in a room of like 100 people, and they're just total nitwits. I mean, it's like, see, that's the incredible thing, too. If you would have asked these people 4 years ago, first of all, they probably don't even know who James Comey is. But if you just would have asked them, do you think the FBI is corrupt? They would have all said yes. Of course the FBI is corrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, but now that it's defending their goddess Hillary Clinton, oh, the FBI is glorious. Don't you dare insult James Comey.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, there's just so much cognitive dissonance and people just don't want to hear the truth. They're just blinded by their own bias. And the fact of the matter is, James Comey can talk about ethical leadership all he wants, and he can claim that he is, you know, the standard or, you know, the spitting image of what, you know, or Plato's ideal concept of what ethical leadership can be. But it doesn't change the fact that 11 lawmakers filed a criminal referral against him, and he probably will end up getting prosecuted for
his crime. And that's what you told him. You told James Comey to his face he's going to get locked up. We're going to have the video on the other side. Owen Schroyer, Laura Loomer, this is the Alex Jones Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Is James Comey Darth Vader and Mueller Emperor Palpatine? Or is Soros Palpatine? I don't know. But think about the state of the American society when a former FBI director, a disgraced FBI director, disgraced by the Democrats and the Republicans, don't forget that the Democrats threw Comey under the bus as well. They try to act like you don't remember that. They try to act like they never did that now, building Comey up as some hero. No, the Democrat scum said that Comey deserved to be fired before the Republican scum did. So, but think about it. James Comey, a disgraced, fired FBI director, writes a fake book called Higher Loyalty, because his higher loyalty is to the Clinton crime syndicate, all bashing President Trump. So he
The whole book, a disgraced FBI director, a total scumbag, about to be under criminal investigation, probably perjured himself, probably going to end up in jail, writes a book attacking the president of the United States, a populist, and then does a book tour, and he gets celebrated by a bunch of nitwit liberals. Oh, but see, the whole thing is staged, and you can't even ask a real question. He only takes staged questions. Well, we don't like that kind of stuff here. And we, the Patriots, are going to disrupt. So here is the video of Laura Loomer going to James Comey's book signing and telling James Comey the future. He's about to go to jail.
This guy's
such
a fraud. Hey, Mr. Comey, hey, how is it ethical to brief the President of the United States on an unverifiable and salacious dossier? And how is it ethical leadership to not tell him that his political opposition, Hillary Clinton, paid for that? You didn't disclose that information. Why didn't you disclose the President's
See, I would have been cheering. I would have been going crazy. I would have been like, yeah. And these nitwits are like, ah, ah. It's like water on the Wicked Witch of the West.
Comey today filed a criminal referral against you.
Ma'am, you're going to have to leave.
Oh, yeah, ma'am, you got to leave. Yeah, get her out.
All right.
Okay. All right. So pull it down. Wow. Oh my gosh, Laura. I mean, how dare you? The funny thing is, you actually asked. I mean, you asked a great question. I mean, that's the deal. It's like, hey, Comey. And in fact, he was the one that warned Trump about the dossier to begin with. So he actually warned Trump about the dossier to begin with, and then you bring it up and you're like, hey, what about that dossier? Oh, you gotta go, Loomer.
Well, the funniest part about it is his whole entire speech. He talked for 20 minutes before I asked him a question, and the entire topic was ethical leadership. Well, I want to know, how are you going to sit here and talk to people for 20 minutes straight about ethical leadership when you, Mr. Comey, are a disgraced former FBI director and are probably one of the most unethical officials to ever hold that position in human history?
And it's all going to come out, too. It's all about to come out.
Yeah,
but definitely. Here's the thing. And you know this. The whole reason why they do that. So it's like the 2 minutes of hate from 1984. George Orwell, and this is like porn for them or something. So yeah. James Comey talks for 20 minutes about ethical leadership, and you know that the entire subtext is Donald Trump. So the whole subtext that they're all thinking is like Trump bad, Trump unethical. They don't have to say Trump. It's already assumed that James Comey is talking about Trump when he talks about unethical leadership. This is their 5 minutes of hate. This is like they like get off to that, and it's all fake. Like it's all pseudo. They don't live in reality. They have this fake, propped-up belief that Trump is some sort of dictator. And so they all just get off to this at this book signing event, like, yeah, talk about the unethical leadership, James. And they're all just thinking about how dirty Trump is. Meanwhile, James Comey's most crooked director of the FBI, probably since the FBI's inception.
Yeah. Hoover would be rolling over in his grave right now, right? I mean, James Comey has completely tarnished the reputation of the FBI and has just discredited the organization. What was once a respected law enforcement agency is now it's a total joke. The FBI has become a meme. I mean, really, if you think about it, the FBI is now a part of meme culture because that is how much credibility they have lost under James Comey.
But it's just amazing because, again, before the Trump phenomenon, before the 2016 presidential election, I mean, you can look at the polls now. What was people's confidence in the FBI? I mean, nobody was confident in the FBI. Nobody trusted the FBI. Everybody knew the FBI was a bunch of liars. They wouldn't even have known who James Comey is until they hated James Comey for talking about the Clinton email investigation, which he let Clinton get away with, and they hated him then. Oh, but now they love James Comey. I mean, what is with these people's minds, Laura? I mean, do they even have the capacity to think? I mean, what is their IQ level? I think an ant can think more critically than these people. Get that face off the screen. Get it off.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That is creepy stuff. Oh.
Yeah. Look, they just have no morals, just like the people that they worship. And It's cognitive dissonance, all right? It's complete cognitive dissonance. I'm willing to bet all the money in the world that if this was a Donald Trump event or, you know, a right-wing event and a left-wing person came up and, like, confronted them and asked them a question, the liberal media would be plastering that person's face on the front page of the New York Times. They'd be on the cover of Time magazine. They'd be hailed a hero, right? But because it's a conservative, people just attack you and say, oh, you're a protester. Oh, what you did is so wrong. But that's how the left operates, right? They have no morals. They have no principles. And everything with them is completely partisan, right? It's not, the facts don't matter.
Let me ask you this. What do you think would have happened if James Comey would have done this book tour and this book signing event in October 2016?
Oh, I mean, every single Democrat would have gone crazy. I don't know if you've seen this ad. It's a phenomenal ad. I think it's called, it's on the website lioncomey.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some PAC that put this video together. If you could pull it up, it's really great. And it shows all the Democrats from October of 2016 saying, oh, James Comey is a liar. He has no credibility. Like Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, like the worst of the worst people on the left, literally throwing Comey under the bus. And now they love him. All of a sudden, are they forgetting that they're literally on camera from last year or 2 years ago saying that Comey has no credibility?
You know, I just pray to God these people are brought to justice. And I remember that line from Batman when the Joker looks at the TV screen and he goes, I know singers. That guy's going to sing. And I think Comey is one of those guys. I think Comey is going to sing like a canary when he's brought to justice, and he's going to sell Clinton and the rest of them down the drain. Laura Loomer, thanks so much for joining us. Great work as usual. And keep up the great work. I knew you were going to do this. I didn't talk to you before. I knew you were going to do this yesterday. I talked about it on the War Room. So we'll continue to monitor everything you do. Support her, Laura Loomer, on Twitter. There's her account right there. Make sure you support Laura Loomer's great work and follow everything she does. Laura, thanks for joining us today.
For having me.
So Comey is, I mean, he's in a bad way, and he knows it, and he's doing the fake book tour to try to save his public image, and then so the media can spin everything and act like this is some conservative attack, even though the Democrats attacked him and threw him under the bus first. It's just incredible. You know, and I'm just going to say this, because last night I went to a Foo Fighters concert, and I wanted Alex to go with me, and I was begging Alex to go, and I'm talking to him, and he's like, on the phone yesterday, and he's like, no, and he's like, you go, you have fun, you know, have a great time, you know. I'm like, Alex, you got to come. He's like, no, I got work to do, I got to take care of these lawsuits, I got to investigate this Comey criminal charges coming against him, so you guys go, I got to work. This is like 7 o'clock last night. I mean, Alex Jones, the guy won't even have fun because he cannot stop working, folks. So when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, understand that you are funding a total committed madman to freedom and truth, Alex Jones. And you've heard the stories about Glenn Beck having to sell his private jet or whatever, a failing conservative pundit, a fake, Glenn Beck, Judas Goat, the Cheeto face. He buys private jets. That's the kind of guy Glenn Beck is. He buys ugly sweaters and private jets and stuffs his face in a bowl of Cheetos. Alex Jones, when you support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, builds a studio, builds up other people's careers like myself, gives me a platform, builds new studios. We have 4 studios here at InfoWars because of you at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones didn't go buy a private jet with your money. He built InfoWars. So please support us. We need your support. They're trying to financially handicap us right now with these lawsuits. We will win them, but it's very expensive. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the great specials, 50% off Super Male Vitality, and much more.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
The scientists at